Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast, the Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It is Friday, April 1st, 2016, the 20th anniversary of Entertainment Earth. And today, we're going to talk about the kind of stuff that we all got here in the first place for. Star Wars. We were founded in 1996 as a way to get people what they really care about in life, Star Wars action figures. I know that's why I got started. Well, I was writing about this stuff, and Entertainment Earth and I started working together pretty early on, and we still do. So, today we're going to look at the Star Wars, The Force Awakens, 3¾-inch Jungle and Space action figures, Wave 4, which, as of my recording this, we ordered some, and we actually have some in stock. Wave 4 includes 3 new figures and 3 returning favorites. The returning favorites are Poe Dameron in his X-Wing outfit, the Imperial TIE Fighter, well, not Imperial, it's First Order now, TIE Fighter pilot, and the Resistance Trooper. The 3 new figures are Rey with her lightsaber and her new Resistance outfit from the end of the movie, a Hask Thug, and Han Solo. In other words, this is one of those waves you kind of have to have. If you have some of the figures, you want all of the figures, because you want Rey and you want Han, and the Hask Thug is pretty dang cool. It looks like a... well, let's start with him. The Hask Thug has a rifle. He's got a little loincloth thing going on. It looks like he's got a place on his chest to store a knife. There's no knife there, of course. He's got legs. They move. And he looks kind of like a ape meets Wookiee. The face is basically hairless. The rest of him is hairy. He's not too tall. And the paint job's pretty good. He's got yellow eyes with black dots. White teeth with a red interior on the mouth. Gray and brown fur. Stands good. Doesn't really do much in the way of sitting. He's got a loincloth that kind of blocks the leg movement a bit. Plus, he doesn't have any vehicles, but the legs do swing forward nicely. And the sculpting's pretty good. So, it's one of those figures where I'm like, hey, do I really care about a Hask Thug? And then I got it in my hand, and it turns out that I do. It's a neat alien, and I like it. He also includes a jetpack backpack of some sort because of the design of the pack. This figure, and so far, none of the figures I've tested can really hold on to the handles well. But it's got a nice harness, so it fits over his chest just fine. So we can wear it, he just can't hold it. And the harness has places to plug in additional weapons, including a blaster from Han Solo, and a blaster and a stick from Rey. Just looking at it, it's like, well, what is this? What's it supposed to do? I really don't know. But it's neat. It looks weird, but the build accessory things all look kind of strange to me. So... yeah, those are there. Han Solo looks like Harrison Ford. If you bought the Indiana Jones figures from 2008, you know that they're getting better and better at doing Harrison Ford head sculpts as he appears today. He's a little bit older, a little bit more wrinkly, and maybe it's my imagination, but it looks like he's a little bit thicker in the middle. The waist looks a little bit bigger. It might just be in my head. He's got a new jacket, as you might remember from the movie. It's brown, it's a little flexible, and the arms are the arms. But the jacket piece is actually a flexible plastic vest over his chest, so you can kind of see his undershirt a little bit. He's got a belt, he's got a blaster with a painted handle, he's got a working holster, and 5 points of articulation. You shouldn't have too much problem sitting in your favorite vehicles. I really need to test him in the Legacy Millennium Falcon, because it's a good vehicle. Nice head sculpt, good deco. They could probably put some more paint and weathering on the jacket, but it still looks pretty good, because as you get smaller, certain details are harder to see. So putting a lot of extra paint in there sometimes pays off, sometimes doesn't. In the case of the Hask Thug, I think it really paid off nicely. I'm amazed Hasbro painted the grip on Han Solo's blaster, because it goes in his hand. You don't even see it, so that's kind of extra mile stuff here. It's got a ball-jointed neck joint, and as far as I know, this is the only non-exclusive 3¼-inch Han Solo figure coming for the new movie. There might be more. There probably should be more. But, well, as you know, they're keeping things very quiet for The Force Awakens still. New retailer exclusive that shall remain nameless showed up yesterday. There was no prior announcement of it, so no matter how big of a fan you are, no matter how connected you are in the industry, we are in an era where surprises happen every day. And one of those surprises was actually spoiled last year, because this Rey figure showed up online early. I think even prior to the release of the movie. And there were some interesting emails going around regarding the figure because she includes a lightsaber, which at the time was something of a surprise because there's a lot of interest in Rey and her not having many toys. I've been told by a lot of people that she has no toys, but obviously that wasn't true. They were out in September at launch. But it is true that there aren't enough toys to meet demand. So it's nice to see Hasbro made a second figure in a different costume, and it looks great. It has her blaster that Han Solo gives her. It's painted, I'm assuming silver and black, because it looks like the gun itself is silver and the handle is black. A lightsaber based on the Skywalker saber. I gotta compare it, but I think it's a new sculpt, because it's a little bit thinner in spots, and it's got a little hook at the end of the hilt. Nowhere to actually hook to, but I don't think I've seen another 3¼-inch Skywalker saber quite like this. Head sculpt is good. Features are nice. Hair is a little different than the one from Walmart on my desk, because that was a Black Series exclusive figure. She's still got gloves and wrappings. Stands good. Sits good. I just opened her a couple minutes before I did the podcast, so I'm really just getting a good look at her right now. And I'd say it turned out pretty well. She has no problems holding her lightsaber. She has no problems holding her blaster. Don't know what I'm supposed to do with the gun stick thing, but it's nice that it's there. I'm of the mindset where I would love to see the bonus accessories go away if it meant a price drop, or perhaps a different kind of bonus accessory. But that's me. I'm spoiled. I mean, a few years ago, Hasbro did Saga Legends figures from 2009 to 2012? 11, maybe? But each figure had a figure, and the figure's weapons. So you buy Chewbacca, and you get Chewbacca, and you get a bowcaster, and that's great. But in addition to that, they came with weapons lockers, a little box you could open up filled with bonus guns from other figures. Just guns if you need them. That was a great idea because people lose accessories all the time. It just happens. And little bonuses like that were some of the really great things over the history of the action figure line. There's always something neat coming out in Star Wars, and I hope there will continue to be. Some of the greatest innovations happened in non-movie years, but we're going to have a movie year every year for the next 5 years unless something slips. So Rogue One is coming up. I'm very much looking forward to seeing how that shakes out because, hey, Rebellion, hey, Empire, that's legit Star Wars, and that's what we know and love. Not that this isn't legit Star Wars, but, you know, if you're an older guy or gal or kid or whatever, that's what it was all about. And they did a great job capturing so much of that in the new movie because, like, the Hask Thugs look a lot like concept street creatures from early Macquarie paintings. Rey turned out to be very popular and an entertaining character, and now we have action figures of her. And Han Solo, well, the video is coming out today, so I don't think any statute of limitations on spoilers is expired. Let's just say that. This is probably the last Harrison Ford Han Solo figure to get really excited about. There's still a snow costume one that we may or may not get, but we'll see. And obviously, if you've been following the rumor mill, there should be a young Han Solo movie in a couple of years. And if you're following it really, really closely, people are wildly speculating. I say the words wildly speculating because I have no reason to believe this is actually happening yet. But they might cast the new Han Solo in time to edit in a cameo in Rogue One, which would be interesting. But who knows? I don't consider that a spoiler because wild rumors about casting, to me, may as well say, hey, did you hear? Boba Fett's going to be, let's say, pink in the new movie. Actually, that'd be kind of cool, because maybe they could work in Sabine from Star Wars Rebels. But anyway, I'm excited about this stuff. Star Wars is having a great year. Entertainment Earth's having a great year. And we hope you're having a great year. This set is available. So is the case. So if you have a local comic book shop and they have a wholesale account with EE Distribution, just tell them to order a case from us, and we'll send it. If you just want to order a set yourself, please do. Come to entertainmentearth.com. We will send you a set, actually. We'd like to send a set to everybody who wants one. So, as long as we have stock, all you have to do to get one is to pay us. Just send us some money, and we'll send it to you. No questions asked, other than where you want us to send it. That's an important question. Anyway, I've got lots of figures on my desk to talk about in the future, and lots of work to do. We are working on our next catalog, and I have to do some things there. So I hope you all have an excellent weekend. Go see a movie. There's lots of good ones to choose from. Pick up Star Wars on Blu-ray and DVD or digital. It's available for you, I think, now. It might be digital only today, and the Blu-rays next week. I gotta check. But either way, you can see it. It is there to be seen. Maybe it's at a discount theater near you. I will not be at a theater near you because I am at a theater near me. And I'm rambling. So, see you next time. Goodbye.